Hey. Do we have any band-aids? Great, thanks. Wait. Which cupboard is that? No, it's cool. Don't get up. I can find it myself. No. Don't get up. I can. Nothing really. I'm totally fine. Everything's great. I just have a tiny little cut in my hand, and once I have a band-aid, I'll be completely fine. Yeah, no reason to get up. I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm standing in a totally normal way. I always stand with my hands behind my back like this. Oh, okay. Fine. I caught myself making dinner and it's kind of bad, but I don't want you to worry about it. I rinsed it and I just need to close it up because it kind of won't stop bleeding. It's no big deal. No, I don't want to show you. It's so gross. And besides, you're gonna worry about me if I do. Okay. Fine. Here. Help you now. It's nothing to worry about. Yeah, it's bleeding pretty bad, but it's totally just a cut. What? No, we don't need to go to the hospital. I just, yeah, maybe a bandage might be a better idea. Do we even have that? How am I supposed to know we have a first aid kit? Okay, in my defense, that tour was a long time ago. And besides, you're always around to point out stuff like that to me, so I kind of forget. Wow, oh, that really is fully stocked. I know you mentioned we had a first aid kit before, but I figured it was just like some band-aids and a flashlight. We've got gauze in there and everything. What's next? An actual fire extinguisher? Wait, really? Where is it? No, come on, tell me! Why not? I would not use it just to miss a. Well, okay, yeah, you're right. I was gonna use it to ride around on my gaming chair. Hey, don't be a dick. I'm fine with sharp objects. It wasn't even my fault. I was cutting up some vegetables and I saw a cat outside. There was a cat! Please, who can focus on anything else when there's a cat? I swear it was so cute. It was like this big. Ouch. Yeah, okay, I'll hold still. Thanks. You always take care of me. I really appreciate it. Hey, can I ask you something? Why don't you take care of yourself? No, not like that. I mean, you shower and you and you like you're clean and everything. That's not what I mean at all. What I mean is, sometimes I think that if I don't make you food, you'll hardly eat that day. And if you do, it's like half a slice of bread and a hot dog that's still half frozen. Even back when we were dating, You'd have it all figured out. Stuff like this, this first aid kit, fire extinguisher thing. We'd go on a trip, and I'd be halfway to Japan before realizing I needed my passport, and you had it right there. Never even mentioned it, it was just ready. I walk into the house, and you like to keep it so pristine, and you have my calendar on a whiteboard with everything marked out that I've ever told you. But when it comes to feeding yourself or going to a doctor, it seems like you don't even care. Like you don't even think about it. Yeah, why do you think I always make food for two people, dummy? It's the only way to get some nutrients into your system. And me always asking what time you have work in the morning. You didn't notice it's always conveniently around a decent time to get some sleep. Look, I know you're always taking care of everyone around you and making sure things go as planned. I just like taking care of you too. So, sure, I don't always remember my keys or my backpack or my passport. But I can make sure that you eat some fresh food 3 times a day and get some sleep. Why? I don't know. Why do you take care of me? Well, I do it for the same reason. I care about you. Of course I do. I just, when we broke up, it got pretty intense, huh? I think we both just had a lot of unresolved shit that burst out when we ended things, and we didn't know what to do with ourselves. Something was wrong. We both felt it, but neither of us really knew what to do. I'm not proud of the way that I acted. I thought that badgering you for your attention was going to fix things between us. And it just made things worse because I wasn't giving you the space that you needed. And even after all that, after my landlord kicked me out and I had no place to go, you didn't even hesitate. You just carried my bags inside when I showed up at your door and told me I could use the spare room as long as I needed. I was gonna find my own place, but now I'm glad I'm here. Living with a roommate is so much cheaper as well, and every single day, there's something that you do that you're always taking care of me, and I need to repay that. So I stayed. And it's been wonderful. You're wonderful. Like always. You know, you're basically the only person you don't take care of, and you really should, to get back to what I was saying anyways. No, actually. I don't regret anything. I mean, I've wondered what it would be like if we hadn't broken up, but I don't think we were ready for anything serious. We both needed a lot of growth. But I do wish we hadn't made such a mess of it. Yeah, both of us. You weren't exactly a picnic either. You've grown a lot since then, but nowadays you're kind of in your own little world, but back then I couldn't even reach you. Sorry, though, that was a long time ago. And you've grown into this. It doesn't matter, really. The point is, thank you. What's wrong? Sorry, I didn't mean to make everything all emotional. It's just, it's true, you've really come into your own. And I really appreciate you giving me a place to stay and rest when I... Come on, I've held your hand before. We touch all the time. You're just fixing me up. And... I mean, just a couple days ago I fell off my bike and you stitched me back together. Well, sort of. It was more just... helping me find a band-aid again. I don't know where I put the other box. Oh, yeah, I'm constantly falling off that stupid bike, but... you always make me feel safe and settled again. You're like... my heart band-aid. Yeah. I guess this is kind of emotional. Can I really still fluster you by just holding your hand? Oh my gosh, look at you! You still get all shy? Hey, it's okay. Come here. Look at me. I get it. I still get flustered over you sometimes, too. I'm not sure that's ever gonna change. Just don't feel self-conscious. But don't look at me like that. Like you want me to kiss you. Well, I should get hurt more often. No, not really. I'm kidding. But... wow. Are you okay? You look a little shocked. No. No, it's not just the blood loss, Torque. It wasn't that bad of a cut. It just... I realized just how much you really mean to me. And when you looked at me like you wanted to kiss me, I realized just how much I wanted to kiss you. How much I still want to kiss you. Do that thing with your tongue that I like. though. I seem to remember that you always grabbed me. Like that. Still love my ass. Take me to the couch. Think you can still pick me up? Fuck yes. Hell yeah. I'm not letting you go. This isn't some one-time thing. I really hope it isn't for you either. I've been wanting you ever since I moved in. If we're doing this, I want to do it for real, okay? Okay. Here, sit down. I want to get these off of you. You heard me. Because I need all of you to myself. And while I can absolutely pull your shirt up like this, I'm gonna need some help with your pants. You see, my hand has been expertly bandaged by the most caring, considerate, gorgeous roommate ever. Am I? I can't really help it. My hips are kind of moving by themselves. Kind of like how my lips are just moving down your chin by themselves. Kind of like they're being drawn to your neck. Yeah. To this little spot right here. But it doesn't seem like you mind. I remember those little months. Those are your asking for more months, right? A lot like how I'm grinding on your thigh right now. From the light here, grinding back into me too. But I may have something you'll like even more. You've been taking care of me so well. Let me take care of you for a bit. Just sit back. Yeah. Spread your knees a bit. Let me get in here. Oh, fuck yes. God, I can't believe I went so long without this. Look at at me. Please. I want you to look into my eyes while I lick you. While I take care of you with my mouth. Well, I taste exactly what I've been craving for, God, months now. I just want to make you come. It's hard. Maybe we could. Like we did before. I ride your thigh, you ride mine. Okay, let me pet my. Can you feel me grinding up against you? Oh, fuck. I always loved doing this. I could be face to face with you on every move. Teasing each other so much. Completely soaked. Oh my god. Careful, that's my favorite top. I see you've missed me too. Those are sensitive. And especially when I'm this needy. I've missed this. Being with you is always amazing. You just know how to... You know how to... rub against all the right spots. It's like you know every inch of me.
Next, oh, so good. Can we just stay like this? With my arms around your neck and my head on your shoulder. Neck like this. See? I know you love those. Oh, yeah, we can kiss like that. More, please. Okay, fine. I guess we do need to get up at some point, but not yet. I really did miss you. I missed us. I'm so glad that I get to take care of you. We're gonna do this right this time. I'm gonna make up for all that lost time.